Show podcast with Michelle and Justin back yet again. How are you doing on this fine, fantastic day?
I am doing great. Wait, I'm just resetting the time. There we go.
All right. Yeah. Set the time. Your foot is well.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, go back and listen to the episode last week. But you can find out what's going on with Michelle's ankle. But I highly recommend you look at the Bill Handel Show Instagram to see her riding dirty on her scooter around the KFI studios.
That was really good.
It was very well shot. All of the cuts that they made to put it together.
Yeah, John did a really good job.
Expertly acted, if I must say, by you.
Well,
there was a moment where she has to just stand there, not look into camera, nothing, and just carry the scene. Carry the scene, the opening of the song, and then from there she, you know, does her thing and scoots around. Vic the Brick makes an appearance. He's very impressed by the scooter skills.
Yeah, I was scooting by him. I'm trying to find something on my phone because I wanted to show you. But
do you, while you're looking?
Yeah, just give me a second.
Are you looking for ankles? Do you want me to talk about my bitch from the last week?
Yes.
We'll do it now.
Why don't you do that first?
You look? All right.
Yeah.
So Natalie is a part of a charitable organization called the Rotary Club. I'm sure many of you have these in your areas all over the country and world, maybe. It was originally created, I don't know if you're aware of this, as a way of different business people to go to other industries and other businesses and
maybe get to know each other.
Get to know each other, but also to learn some of their practices to see if anything could apply. And that's why they call it a rotary, is that they would rotate from business to business as to who would host it.
It's a really great concept.
It's awesome.
It's a really great thing for people to do, especially when you're in business.
And now it's a fun way for people to get together and raise money for the community. And they're all of different walks of life, but I feel like it's less about the business side of it and more about just the charitable side of it.
Right.
So Natalie is on the board now, and she was in charge of doing a mixer, and so we decided to do it here at the house. We had about 22 people here at the house, and we normally, when Natalie and I have parties, we always cook all the food. And I think subconsciously I decided to do that because if I'm hosting it, right? So I don't know. I don't mind bringing something to somebody else's house, and usually I try not to show up empty-handed, but I feel like it's easy and I can, maybe I'm a control freak. I don't know, but I've always like, I got the sides. Don't worry about it. I always say, I don't know a lot about beer. So if you like beer, bring a beer. Otherwise, I got booze. I got everything.
Here's my reasoning for wanting to cook all the food at a party that I throw is because somebody inevitably brings something stupid like ambrosia or Jell-O molds or something like that.
Yep.
Something that you're not going to like.
Or then they show up late and not everything is ready when it's time to eat.
Right. The only thing I will tell people sometimes to bring is dessert. Like if they ask, can I bring anything? Oh, just bring some dessert.
Because
then they bring cupcakes or cookies or whatever.
Easy.
And that's fine. Everybody
Hard
likes
to
that.
Fail at dessert.
Exactly.
Unless you bring flan like an asshole. So we have 22 people come to our house. Everybody brings a dish. There was no Jell-O mold. There was no ambrosia.
Okay, so everybody brought something good.
Yes, there was delicious potato salad in a gigantic 12-inch bowl. There was a whole watermelon. There was another mixed green salad that nobody really touched. What else was there? There was a whole veggie platter. There was multiple bags of chips, different kinds of dip, all of it. There was a horn of plenty. It was a sizzler buffet of a potluck, right?
Right.
Everybody hangs out for a few hours and then everybody starts to leave. And I go, oh, well, here, take your this. They're like, no, you keep it. No, you keep it. No, you keep it. So what is in my fridge right now, Michelle Cube? A half of a damn cheesecake is sitting in my fridge. I have gigantic things of Tupperware filled with vegetables, another Tupperware filled with grapes, and somebody brought grapes and strawberries. Like, that's a thing. One person brought chocolate-covered strawberries. Are there any of those left? No.
Was
there at least three of the dozen cupcakes that were brought? Yes. Do I need to be eating this amount of sugar and carbs? No, I have three bags of chips. And the problem I have is that I grew up in a middle class household. So that there is a timer going on in that fridge and I have to eat everything in there because God forbid my damn children eat something, eat something that is going to help me. The wife is a woman. So I can't eat all that.
I'll have a bite of the cheesecake.
Yeah, I'll have a little bit. Just leave a little bit for me. Oh, my gosh.
So it's up to you to eat everything that was left over from the potluck.
Right. I'm going to kill myself. And this is supposed to be people trying to help me, but they're not. They're literally killing me. They're literally making me diabetic. They're contributing to my high cholesterol. All for what? In the kindness of bringing something. So I say, if you potluck, assholes, take it with you.
Take it with you.
If it came in, it goes right back out with you. I don't care. You don't. No, you're not going to treat my house like some kind of Thailand sex market where you're just going to dip in and dabble in your dietary hedonism and then leave.
I forced food upon people at my house. Like when I cook for people, when I have a party, I will have containers ready to go. And as I'm putting stuff away before people leave, I'm like making them a thing and shoving it with them. Take it with you.
Should have married you.
I don't care if you throw it out, but take it with you.
You would have made goodie bags out of all of the leftovers. That's what you would have done.
Yeah.
And that is ingenious. And I'm now more angry that I didn't think of that beforehand.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is if people bring stuff to your house and if it's in a Tupperware, it's not going home. If they bring stuff in their own bowl,
yeah.
Like my sister-in-law will make potato salad, but she'll bring it in her own ceramic bowl. So I go, okay, no, she's not leaving that here. She's taking it home.
Yeah. Somebody brought in a nice stainless steel bowl. They brought watermelon already cut up.
Right.
And then my wife tried to give it. They go, no, take the watermelon. So we had to put it in a plastic bag. And my wife was washing the pot. I'm like, keep the damn pot if they want to stiff us with this watermelon, these assholes.
That's pretty funny.
And I don't even like potato salad. And I've got a jug of it. Like just a gigantic
pot. Is it good?
It's very good.
I'll take some.
All right.
Yeah, you can make me a little.
I got a whole bowl you can have right now.
Give me a little Tupperware to take home.
Nope. I'm going to give you the whole bowl covered in saran wrap. I even got a freaking serving spoon for the damn thing. I shouldn't be this angry about it, but I am.
Well, it's good that you hosted people at your house. And, is it? You know, it's nice. You know. They were nice people, I'm sure.
They were. And then they bring Cokes. They bring beers and then ice. Now it's all just sitting in my
fridge full
of
beer.
I look like some kind of vagrant. In my own house, I've got ice chests that are just floating with Cokes and root beer and I've got trying to chug soda and eat potato salad and cheesecake.
And it'd be one thing if they brought stuff that was, you know, sealed, like you said, like chips and stuff that you didn't open that you could like take to the food bank or something.
Yeah.
But no, everything gets opened and then you can't donate it. Anybody.
And then, so the next day, or after this, I had a meeting for the Booster Club here, and I went and got some sandwiches because I didn't know, I told them there would be sandwiches, and so I put out all the food. I put out potato salad, right. I put all the stuff. All the assholes ate was the sandwiches I bought. They helped me with the potato salad. Nobody eat a cheesecake because it's nothing but a bunch of rich, stuck-up, stay-at-home moms.
That is pretty funny. Oh, my God.
Oh, so annoying.
The pain of potluck.
They're horrible. They're horrible ideas. They look good on paper, but in reality, they're horrible.
Well, if you ever come to my house, don't bring food.
I won't.
Bring alcohol.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
That's good, because that'll disappear. So anyway, the last podcast I was telling you, we were talking about, you know, pets and kids and sometimes them not being able to express when things hurt and stuff like that. So I have been putting off for a really long time getting Princess into the vet for a dental procedure. Chihuahuas tend to have, she's 11, she'll be 12 this October, but Chihuahuas tend to have problems with their teeth as they get older. And she, for the first 6 years, her teeth are great. I mean, but she wouldn't let me brush them, which is like a key. Like if you can brush them or use those little dental wipes or something, she just wouldn't let me near her mouth. She'd just try to bite me or whatever. And so I would just give up, even though my husband goes, who cares if she bites you? It's not going to hurt. It kind of hurts when she bites. Kind of hurts. But anyway, so a couple of months ago, I noticed she was doing a lot of like licking, you know, and I was like, what's wrong? Is there like something wrong? There might maybe something in her mouth or whatever. Well, then I ended up finding like a little tooth on the floor. So one of her teeth, you know, they fell out.
Fell out, yeah.
Little tiny one, one of the little ones in the middle between where the canines are. And I figured, shit, that's probably not a good sign. But Chihuahuas, like I said, are known to have problems, but they're also known to have what they call soft teeth, which is their teeth are just not as strong as other dogs. So it's not uncommon for them to have teeth that fall out, you know, as they age and stuff like that. So I've been putting off this dental procedure for her because I just don't like to put her under. I mean, she was under once to get spayed, and she did fine, and then she was under again for her surgery when I broke her leg, when I fell on her, walking, of course.
My vet wanted me to have my dog's teeth cleaned, I want to say, like every 6 months, where they got to go under anesthetic. That doesn't seem right.
They want, like a lot of vets push it once to do it once a year. I think it's totally unnecessary. My husband always goes, what did we do before they had dental procedures in dogs? Our dogs just lived to be however old they were, and then their teeth sucked or whatever. And it is true. There are some dogs who never really have problems with their teeth. Like if they chew bones, if they're chewers, they tend to not have as many problems.
Okay.
Princess is not a chewer. Like, you know, she'll chew soft toys and stuff, but she's not. If you give her a bone or something, she'll go and hide it for like 6 months. And then she'll find it after 6 months and decide to chew some of it. And then she'll go hide it again. So she's not a chewer. Little dogs like chihuahuas are not really chewers.
Yeah.
So I've been putting this off because I just didn't want to put her under, even though she's always done well. But I've been taking her to the cardiologist because she does have a heart murmur. And as they get older, their hearts could get enlarged. And if you spot it early, you put them on medication, and it kind of makes their life, you know, extends their life. But she's not at that point yet. Like, she has a murmur, her heart, her cardiologist said in a year, her heart has had very little change, virtually unnoticeable.
That's great.
Which is good news. So she said, but if you're going to do a dental procedure, she has kind of dental disease, severe, you should do it now. Because if you wait and if she gets, her heart ends up getting enlarged, it's going to be worse. So I decided to do the dental procedure. And we've had this situation when we had Buffy and my mother-in-law's dogs with Rocky, where she took them in once for a dental procedure and vet like yanked out like a bunch of teeth just because, oh, their teeth need to come out. Some vets are yank happy. They just yank a lot of teeth. And some are not. Some are very conservative. And so his worry in me taking her in is, oh, they're going to pull all her teeth out. You know, because they're bad. I said, the thing is, I don't know how bad it is until we get in there and see. And so we decided to do the dental. We said, you know, I talked to the vet and I told her my concerns. And she said, and I totally trust this vet. She's like the best vet ever. She's just really, really great. And I know she's conservative when it comes to pulling teeth. She doesn't like to pull teeth if she doesn't have to pull them. If she can save them, they have this procedure they can do where they kind of pack it, and, you know, when they see a tooth that might have an infection, they try to save the teeth. So she said, I'm going to do whatever's best, but I'm going to really try to make sure that we don't have a problem.
That's what you want.
Yeah. So, you know, I get the estimate, and of course the estimate is anywhere from like $700 to like $3,000, depending. I mean, they have to give you that estimate.
But you have insurance for your dogs.
I do.
Yeah. Dental?
Well, that's part of the situation. Uh-oh. So anyway, so we ended up deciding to do the procedure and we brought her in and so she went under. And normally what they do is they'll do it in the morning and then by the end of the day, they usually come home because dogs recover pretty well from, you know, anything having to do with dentals or if they have to have teeth pulled because their mouths, you know, they heal pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. A lot of blood flow to the mouth. Well, my vet said, you know, I'm going to send you pictures during the procedure just so you could see how bad they are.
Oh.
And so when she sent me the first picture, I just totally just broke my heart because her teeth were so much worse than we anticipated. Like, here's one of the pictures.
Oh.
So you could see, like, there's a lot of tartar on her teeth, and they're just, it's really, really, really bad. And so
it doesn't, here's the thing. I've seen worse. I was afraid when you show me this.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go at PGK the
chi
on Instagram and see it, but it doesn't look like you would see, like if you bad dental images, you know, you can do a Google search. It doesn't look that bad, but they look yellow is the best way to describe it.
There's a lot of plaque and there's a lot of tartar and there's a lot of brown spots, which usually will mean that there's some kind of an infection underneath. Thankfully, she didn't have any infections, but so many teeth were broken. Like they were chipped off or they were loose that she had to extract more teeth than we thought. They had to take 20 teeth.
Wow.
And I didn't think dogs had that many teeth.
Yeah, me neither.
But it turns out chihuahuas have like 39 to 40 teeth. And so a lot of the teeth that she had to pull were little tiny teeth that were just loose. She said, look, and she gave me the teeth. Like she gave me a vial of the teeth. And she said, look, you can see the ones that are broken and you can see the ones. And then you can see, like, when they clean the ones that were left.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That, I mean, you could see that they pulled a bunch of teeth, but they're so much better.
Yeah, they look white. She's a movie star.
Yeah. So she has about 12 teeth left, and she has all of her canines, which are the important ones.
And the back molars, it looks
like. She's got the back molars on both sides. I think on one side, one of the back molars is gone, but because they pulled so many teeth, she said, well, I'm going to keep her overnight just to make sure she's, you know, fine and everything. And, you know, we'll just keep you updated on how things were. But if all goes good, you can pick her up tomorrow morning. And so I asked her, she called me. She's like, I just want to let you know, Princess woke up from her anesthesia and she is not happy. She is in a mood. She is very sassy right now. She just wants to bite everybody that comes into the crate and the cage. But she's doing really well. She's just, you know, she's just kind of...
Yeah, the spunk is a good sign.
The spunk is a good sign. So she said, you can come pick her up tomorrow morning. She'll be fine. So we went to pick her up. I went to pick her up the next day and she was pissed at me, of course. But she was great. Like, I literally that day, it was like a whole different dog. And even my husband said, it's obvious that her teeth hurt before because she was not wanting to play like tug or, you know, with toys and stuff. It was obvious that there was something wrong with her teeth because she just wasn't her normal self. And now that her teeth have been done, she's great. She's in a great mood. But they had to pull so many teeth that it's killing me, you know, to know that I had to put her through that because I waited so long. And it drove me nuts.
As a guy who just messed up his kid's feet, like, you don't know, right?
No,
it's too hard to know.
It's too hard to know. And what's funny is that, so that I have the bill here. So you can see the bill. But she didn't charge me for, you know, keeping her overnight or anything like that. She said, I'm not going to charge you for any of that because, you know, we did more than we had to do. I wish I didn't have to do so much. It took a long time for her to clean the teeth that were left. So, yeah, here's the bill. You want to see how much the bill?
Holy smokes. 2000. Can I say this number?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
$2,372.55.
Yes. That's how much it costs. And, you know, they have some places that will do, anesthesia-free dental. If your dog is really tolerant of people, you know, poking around in their mouths, you can probably do that and not have to worry.
I think our
so
groomer does
about
it. So I think I'm going to see if they have a clean
but
thing.
But what I would do is even if you can get those little dental wipes that you barely just put over your finger and you can rub it on their teeth, that is usually enough. I didn't do enough for her with as far as the dental stuff, and I should have done more. Otherwise, it wouldn't have cost this much. But she's worth it. I mean, I put, you know, I have a little credit card that's specific to my vet. So mm-hmm. when I charge something like this, it's like 24 months, zero interest and stuff like that. But I also have pet insurance, which didn't cover as much as I wanted it to cover. Now, in the past, I have ASPCA pet insurance, and I've had ASPCA pet insurance for Princess's whole life. Before that, I had a pet insurance called VPI. And they're both really great companies. The only reason I went with ASPCA with Princess was because the premium is less.
Oh, okay.
So I pay for Princess, I pay about $40 a month now. But when I first started, I paid about $20 a month, which to me was worth it.
So is it 40 because she's older?
It's as she got older and because we've had so many procedures. Okay. Like, let me give you an example. When I broke her leg, you know, when I fell on her, that was $5,000 worth of vet bills. And they covered everything but $500. So I only paid $500 out of that entire vet bill. And over the years, they've typically paid about 85 to 90% of the bill, which has always been, you know, great. So I've never really had to worry about it. Now that she's getting older, there's less stuff that they cover, especially the stuff that they know. And a lot of pet insurance doesn't cover dentals for vets, or they'll cover some of it.
And it'll probably be expensive because she's older.
Right. Now, thankfully, this one, what's really great is that I know they don't cover dental specifically. So anything that's listed as a dental cleaning, they won't cover
like the anesthesia.
But they covered everything else.
Yeah.
They covered the extractions, which is the most cost, which was over $1,000.
Yeah, the anesthesia and the extractions are the most.
Yeah, so the only thing they didn't cover was $239 of the dental cleaning and $252 of the X-rays. Everything else they covered.
Oh,
so
it says dental in the title.
Yeah, so about $500 they didn't cover. Everything else they covered.
That's great.
Yeah, and so it was really, really good. Thankfully, you know, we had that pet insurance. But, yeah, I would say if you have a dog and they're not chewers, definitely take care of their teeth.
Get the routine maintenance done?
Yeah, but she's right. Good, so now I don't have to worry about it again.
How long did it take before she wasn't pissed?
Well, it took her a week to do the revenge poop in the house.
Oh.
Because she had medication that I had to give her, and she didn't like taking the medication. So, yeah, here's a picture of her after. This is immediately after surgery.
Yeah, she's got the cone.
Yeah.
Cone of shame.
And the reason they had the cone on her is because she was trying to bite people. So they had to be able to grab her without the cone.
Princess Grace Kelly.
But, yeah, it took about she was almost completely normal 2 days later. except for just having to take some medication. Now she's 100%.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Well, I'm glad everybody's okay.
Yep.
And I'm. Just, is there only one revenge poop and then she's done?
Yeah, I think so. But she waited a week to do this one.
Just want to keep you guessing. Did the whole week where you're like, when's it going to happen?
Uh-huh, exactly. She knew it, too.
Really?
That's what she's like. I'm going to get you when you don't expect it.
That's wild. Well, if you want to see before and after photos, you can see them at PGKTheChi on Instagram.
I'll also post them on our Facebook page.
Oh, thank you.
Sideshow Podcast.
That is Sideshow Podcast or Facebook.com/Sideshow Podcast with Justin and Michelle. You can follow Michelle on Twitter at Prod Michelle. I'm on Twitter at iPodcastJustin.
And listen to the Dad Podcast.
Thank you, DadPodcast.com. Have a good week.
We'll see you next time.